Hello.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, hello.
Wait, am I recording? I am.
Yeah.
Gee. For a hot second, I thought I wasn't. And I said, Dios mío.
Oh, Dios mío. I'm glad you are still recording. No.
Me freaking too. How are you?
I'm good. I get to come back to LA soon, which is very exciting.
That is exciting. Come back to Los Angeles, California. I haven't left. I've been here.
I miss the escape room. There was a group escape room excursion that I...
Boy, oh boy.
...missed and wanted to go to.
I'm sorry that you missed. It was very fun.
Was it really fun?
Yeah. We didn't realize it was like in the Glendale Galleria. So I parked in this weird spot and the elevator was broken and I didn't clock that there was another elevator. So then I went up four flights of stairs slightly too fast and then had some sort of coughing athlete's cough. That's what I call it. Maybe it's asthma. I don't know. But I was coughing a lot. And then the room was a little hot because I never cooled down. And then I took Mono's water and I drank it all. And then I helped with a clue that really broke the whole case open.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah, I was pretty excited.
What was the theme?
It was like a Western, and we were bank robbers, and we had to get money. And then you could ask for hints, and it was this wonderful man named Thomas. And I think it's called Escape the Room in the Glendale Gallery if you're in LA and want to do it. But it's like very well done. And you could be like, Thomas, we need a hint. And then he won't give you a hint if you're close. And then he'll give you a hint if you're like too far off. And then we couldn't open a safe. It was the hardest thing in the whole world. And then a lady came in and opened the safe. And then we finished the game seconds later. So then we like opened the door and she was standing right there because she had just left the room.
That's really funny.
To then open the door to be like, you finished.
Congrats.
And I thought I was going to be useless. Turns out, I was really helpful.
You solved the whole thing.
Not the whole thing, but a pivotal point.
Yeah. I did an escape room with just one other person, which was a mistake. It should have been like a group, but I didn't know.
Yes.
And it was really hard. And it was like space themed. And I guess I understand an escape room, but I didn't realize like anything could be a clue. Like there were things that were like, that was like this. Like the color of this pen matters to that. Like it was just things I was like, how does anyone ever get this stuff right?
This one was a little easier, I feel like, because there was like letters that had clues. And then there was like numbers on things in the room that would open a lock. And then the lock would open up something that had another clue on it. It was very fun. And
yeah.
I was like, maybe I'll become a detective.
I hope you do. I hope you do. But it's funny because that's not how real world clues are going to be. It's not like there's a murder. Quick, find the letter that corresponds with the combination.
I mean, if it's not, then give me a refund on life. I want to be a private eye. I think it'd be really fun. Or like a crime solver. I think... my phone heard me say like escape room and crime too many times because my Instagram algorithm kept showing me crime scene cleanups. And I was like, I don't want to see that.
Well, that's actually, wait, yeah, I don't like that.
No, because it wasn't like graphic, but it'd be like a dark spot on the floor. And they'd be like, this grandma died and went right through the floorboards into the apartment below. And I was like, I don't want to hear about that.
Oh, God.
But isn't that wild that shit happens? You could be sitting on your couch in your very own apartment and something will drip from the ceiling and then later you find out it's a grandma.
Ooh, disgusting.
Should we play besting it?
Oh, yes. But I was also going to be like, why is someone making an Instagram account of this stuff? That's crazy.
I think it's the company. They're like, we'll clean up anything.
Oh, like if you want us to clean up your stuff. Oh my God. Well, great. Well, what we're going to clean up is these questions.
Yeah. We have Carl Tart and Lamar Woods. They're two best friends. I know them. They both work on Grand Crew. They also have a podcast. It is a rewatch podcast of Gossip Girl called XOXO Gossip Kings. And we're going to start with Carl.
We are going to start with Carl. Yeah.
Hi, Carl.
Oh, hi, guys.
Carl, you sound so different today.
No, it's me. This microphone is crazy, man.
It does sound crazy, Carl. First question, how'd you meet Lamar? Imagine we then just repeated the whole thing.
For no reason.
Wait, should we say, okay, it's Carl Tart. Carl's a comedian and a performer. From the scheduled show Party Over Here, a writer for Mad TV and recurring guest on Comedy Bang Bang. And he stars on NBC sitcom Grand Crew with me, Nicole. And we're playing besting each other.
Wow, that was
How do you rearrange the credits on IMDb? Because the things that people say.
What would you like instead?
No. This is fine. It's instead? Fine now. I realized the other day when we were about to do the show that I don't have many more credits, but it's just so funny which ones are up front. Like, people have said, you've seen him on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Like, I did 2 5-minute sketches on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
There was one credit that I had on IMDb that I was not in. It was like some short film, and I was like, I just wasn't in it, and I don't know how to get rid of this.
I'm going to start saying that every time you do something, I'm gonna, you know her from this.
Yeah. And I'm like, you don't look there for me.
Well, you don't have to go too far on your IMDb. I'm going to do it better. Okay, we have today Carl Tart. You know him from Star Trek Lower Decks, Grand Crew, Dig Man, History of the World Part 2, and Marvel's Wastelanders Wolverine. Ooh. Carl Tart!
Hi.
We love that.
Is that better?
That the first one was great, too. You did say our show last, which I think is definitely my most important. But this is perfect. This is perfect. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to play the game.
Yes, we're excited to have you. So this is kind of like the Newlyweds game before Best Friends.
Okay.
So we're going to ask you some questions, and then we're going to send you away, bring Lamar in, ask him questions, and then compare the answers at the very end.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
First question. Where did you two meet?
We met at, well, this is a tough one. Mm-hmm. We let's just say we met at UCB, because we actually met each other at the Second City, but we became friends at UCB.
Ah. Well, which do you consider the proper meeting?
I think
the one where you're like, I want to be friends with this
If human. We're winning the game, we're going to say UCB. If I'm trying to win the game.
Okay. Yeah.
Was it in a class or?
No, yeah. when we formed the group. Or probably in a jam or something like that.
Okay.
And do you remember a distinctive thing about Lamar that you were like, ah, shit, this is for me?
Lamar, this is for me. No, nothing that I said this was for me. But he's a nice guy.
Yeah, or just like, you know, like when you clicked, when you were like, oh, this I can hang with this guy more than just like knowing this person in the comedy scene.
Here's one. He was the manager at the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum, and my girlfriend at the time worked there. And so we had heard about each other because he was doing comedy stuff, and she would tell him that, oh, my boyfriend does comedy stuff. And he'd be like, man, I don't know that. Who is that?
I didn't ask.
And I would say the same thing about him. And she'd be like, my manager at work does comedy stuff. I'm like, man, who? I don't care.
So this woman who we've left by the wayside was trying to bring two brothers together.
Yes.
But fuck that lady. No, I'm kidding. She's probably a lovely lady.
She's all right. No, she's a lovely lady.
Okay.
And I hope she's happy now.
What is your favorite memory of traveling together?
Oh, man. We've gone on so many trips, and I think my favorite memory would probably be like Hawaii. when we went to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. That was a fun one. Or also, like, but all the improv trips we've gone on, we've had so much fun. Like, just going to Sketchfest has been fun. Driving up to Sketchfest was really fun.
Didn't y'all get robbed at Sketchfest?
We did. We did get robbed.
Oh, my God.
So San Francisco is notoriously bad with car break-ins. And we had to check out of our hotel, but we had a Sunday night show. We were going to head back after our show. We're going to head back to L.A. And so we had all of our stuff in the car. And we came out, and the window was... We all got in and started to drive. And we were like, man, hey, like, turn down the AC. And he was like, ain't no AC on. We're like, turn down. He was like, why is it so cold in here? And then we all turned around and was like, oh, shit, the back window's gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's, I don't mean to laugh, but it's funny that nobody noticed the back window was smashed and y'all were like, oh, it's chilly.
It's just cold in here.
Was there anything really valuable?
Yeah, we had lost like all of our laptops and iPads and stuff like that. Yeah, but we got thankful for the improv community, the UCB improv community. They banded together and did a benefit show for us, and we got everything back. We got the electronics and stuff back. We missed some clothes. I had some pills in there that I needed. Some Percocets. You know, I was selling drugs at that time. No. It was some
ooh, some of them perks.
It was some Tylenol ooh, 3 because I was having toothaches.
Wait, what happened in Hawaii that was so delightful?
Oh man, we went up the road to Hana, and we went down and we went and hung out in the Triangle, and it was just a fun trip. It was me, Lamar, and Phil, and we had a good time. So I'll count that one as the best one. He may not say that. It could be. Like, we've gone to Austin, Texas, performing, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, everywhere in Texas. No.
Just Texas.
Yeah, just Texas.
Y'all love
many places
Texas.
In Texas.
Now, we've gone all over the place. Of course, we used to go to DCM every year. That was always a blast when it was still in New York. But yeah, I'm going to say Hawaii. Hawaii trip was the most fun because it was just like a super relaxing, super fun. And we got to hike through the mountains and it was dope. Yeah. Up a volcano, stuff like that. I'll say that.
That sounds nice. Okay, what is your favorite thing about your friend Lamar?
My favorite thing about Lamar is, I would say he is probably, and this is no offense to anybody else who's a friend of mine, including you two. This man
I will take offense.
Well, I'll say this. I'll preface it like this. This man is the most genuine, like, dude. Like, there's no put on about Lamar, and you can go to him with anything, and he can also, like, he's a he leads with vulnerability, and I've always needed a male figure like that in my life, you know, and I think it's important for dudes to have dude friends like that we can, and I think honestly he makes me a better person because of how, like, he approaches life and stuff like that, and I take a lot of cues from him. And, you know, we get into it about stuff randomly, but, like, that's my brother. So, like, I think his genuineness is what I like most about him. Like, the fact that I could go to him with anything, any problem, anything. He's got a solution, or he at least going to help me talk through it or something like that. He's a real introspective dude and stuff like that. So I think that just his genuineness.
Damn.
I love that.
Yeah, that, like, choked me up. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I feel like very few people have that in their life. Yeah. Like, someone who's so genuine and always there for them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's
beautiful.
He may not text back, but he'll be there when you need him. For sure.
Some people are terrible with texting.
Yeah, he is one of them.
Some people really are.
If the next question is what the thing I like least about him is, it's phone, his phone communication.
We will get there. Yeah. But the next question is, if you had to guess, what do you think Lamar's favorite thing is about you?
Probably that I'm tall.
What?
No, I just like.
He's like, man, I love Carl. He's so tall.
I need a tall friend sometimes.
I don't know. I think it could be my comedic ability. He praises me a lot. He's probably like the biggest person in my corner when it comes to my abilities and stuff like that. So maybe it's that. Maybe he really respects my talent level. And that's another thing about the genuineness of him too. I really believe it when he says it. Like, as opposed
you
to...
You don't believe it when I say
it? I believe it when you say it, too. I do believe it when you say it. But I really believe it when he says it. And so, I don't know. I don't know what he would like about me most. Maybe he might say the same thing about me. I've been there for him a lot as well. So maybe that. I don't know. I'll say those two things. My comedic prowess and my level of friendship.
I love that.
Okay. I like it too. What is something that you, Carl Tart, does that drives your friend Lamar crazy?
I argue. Mm. I'm a know-it-all. And Nicole, you know this about me as well. I know a lot of stuff. And I'm not going to...
Yeah,
I'm
you're
not...
usually right. Yeah, when you say a know-it-all, I'm like, yeah, but you're usually right. Yeah. So it's like...
Eh. Because I'm not going to argue if I don't know something. Like, if it's something I don't know, I will gladly say I don't know it. But I try to know everything. DJ Khaled one time said... DJ Khaled was talking to Rick Ross one time, and they were trying to figure out how almond milk was made. It is a very funny conversation. You should look it up.
But oh, my God.
And Rick Ross was like, is it the walnut of the nut that they squeeze the almond out of to get it in the milk? And DJ Khaled goes, I don't have the answer. And I usually have all the answers.
Oh.
So I live by that mantra. If I don't know something, I will say I don't have the answer, and I usually have all the answers. But I think Lamar is a very, very non-confrontational person. Very non-confrontational, and he holds strong opinions sometimes that I don't agree with, and I'm like, hold on, man, let's talk about this as two people who are best friends and who love each other. Let's talk about this. And he's like, no, I don't want to talk about it. I want to go. And that sticks in my craw for sure.
I mean, I love that self-awareness.
My favorite DJ Khaled thing, real quick, is someone said, DJ Khaled, why don't you lose weight? And he said, because I don't lose.
That's great. Yeah. I'm keeping that with
you. Very funny to me.
Yes. My favorite DJ Khaled thing is when he got lost at sea on his jet ski and it turned pitch black, and he was live streaming the whole thing and kept being like, we have to persevere. They don't want you out here. And that's probably a good thing because you shouldn't be out here at night.
Tell Zay Z to call me.
Yes. He's like, if you know my wife, tell her to call me.
He's very funny.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now you can say, what is something that Lamar does that drives you crazy?
Doesn't text back in a timely manner. And
what's a timely manner? What's the longest he's gone without texting? Forever?
Yeah. Sometimes he just won't give you a response.
Yeah.
But like, the thing is, I've seen him do this with other people. Like, we'll be like out or something like that. And you know, like when you get to a certain friendship level, if you're out with your friend, it doesn't matter if you pick up your phone and are doing shit. You know, like y'all are there. Mm-hmm. The hangout is almost like obligatory almost. But I've seen him like look at something and go, I'll get back to it. And I'm like, don't respond to that. Like, that's important. Yeah. Like, or like trying to book travel or something like that. Like he'll get it done but it'll take like effort. Hey man, I'm trying to book this. Did you get this yet? And I ain't looked into it yet. I just it's like, just do it. So that's definitely the thing is like he moves on his own time. Mm-hmm. But he'll probably say texting. That's a big thing, but he moves on his own time. And sometimes I can be a bit of a control freak about certain things, and that is definitely like, no man, we need to go now, like let's speed this up, let's do it. And he or he's the type of person that will leave the club at any moment, but if we're trying to like make another move, like let's say Lamar has a drink and he's a really slow sipper, but he just like and we're like, okay, all right, it's 11:45 y'all, so we should probably get to this next spot before all right I'm ready. And he's like slow sipping it, and we're like, Lamar, let's go, like, all right don't rush me, I don't like to be rushed. Okay. Oh. All right, fair enough, you don't like to be rushed.
Yeah.
But then we get to the other spot and we get it in, he's like, all right y'all, I'm gonna hit the crib, and he just bolts. And it's like, you leaving? Like, we just getting, like, what you mean you leaving? Like, we waited for you to come over here and now you just gonna leave us? Like, yeah man I'm tired, gotta go home. So he doesn't Irish goodbye, but he definitely gets damn close to it. It's very much like, I'm finna say bye and I'm out. Don't try to get me to stop. Don't try to, like, when he's out, he's out.
That's so funny to travel to the next location and be like, no.
Yeah, he made you wait.
To
make moves. That reminds me of a clip that I saw with Lamar in Grand Cru where he's like saying hi to everybody. Mm-hmm. He's like the friend from like years past and he's like dapping everyone out. Everyone has like cute little sayings and stuff. And then he gets a text and he's like, oh, the babysitter's canceled or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, gotta go. Yeah, and he has to say bye to everybody and then leaves. And I was like, damn.
Yeah.
That is friendship in your adulthood.
Yeah, for sure.
It really is. Cause when I was younger, I'd stay any old place. The older I get, the more I'm like, gotta leave. Gotta leave. Sorry. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still hanging on. I'm 34, and I'm still like, nah, I'm finna kick it as long as I can go.
Yeah.
Because I don't
love being out. I love being home.
I love being out. I mean, what is this? What is this? What I'm looking at? This plant?
You got nice plants?
Got a plant. Got some.
I see a book.
Got my Oculus controller right here.
That looks fun.
Oh, this is fun. You could go to another world right in your house.
I got the Virgil book y'all got me for my birthday on set.
Ooh.
But yeah. Also, the non-confrontational thing, when a person like me who like needs you to know that what I'm saying is not to attack, but to prove a point, and you're like, no, I don't want to hear it. Like, that definitely, it's like having an internet conversation. But yeah.
Just with yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, which one of you would do better on the television series Survivor?
Ooh, I think I would.
Why?
Because Lamar would be like, nah, gotta get out of this this forest. too many mosquitoes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Lamar might eat the wrong thing and have some gut issues or something like that. He got to get out of there. I'm built for it tough.
Yeah. So. It's got an ironclad gut.
Yeah.
The thought of Survivor is bad. And I do think, Carl, I think you'd win Survivor.
I'd probably win it, but I'd be complaining the whole time. Oh my God. I would not shut up. I would not shut up. And I'm going to be mad at everybody for everything.
And lastly, what do you hope that you're both doing 20 years from now?
I hope that we are 20 years from now. I hope that we are two Academy Award winning and Emmy Award winning film and television makers who are living it up with our families at a barbecue at one of our big mansions.
I love that.
With each of our kids running around family style shit. And I think that I hope that for my whole big group of friends that like in 20 years, we're just all super rich and we have big gatherings at our mansions and our kids are friends with each other.
Mm-hmm. I'm into that.
That's nice. Mm. I'll bring my imaginary kid. He'll be kind to all the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
I'll find somebody else to get and bring.
Don't mention Nicole's imaginary kid. Just act like it's another kid there. But Dad, why do we have to? Shut up and do what I said.
You have one of those like dog leashes that are just like hovering in the air that doesn't have anything in it. But it's like for your child, it's like a backpack leash.
And everyone's like, Nicole's okay. She just didn't want a kid and doesn't want to be left out.
He's badly behaved. So I have to keep him on this list.
Yeah, you keep like jerking yourself and there's nothing there.
Okay, well, those are all of the questions that we have for you, Carl. So we're going to send you away.
Okay.
Get out of here.
And then we're going to interview Lamar. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to bring you back and decide if your friendship is real.
All right. Sounds good.
I wanted to clap. I was ready.
You can clap if you want.
You can clap. Let's clap. One, right, two, three.
I got to practice. Get good at that. I know. Of course, it's good when there's no when we don't need it.
Yes.
And now we have Lamar Wood. Hughes, who is a writer and performer who's appeared on New Girl, Single Parents, Superstore, Big City Greens, and Boop Bada Boo, Grand Crew.
What's up?
How are you?
Oh, I'm so good. I'm chilling. How y'all doing?
Good. Glad to have you.
We're very glad to have you. We're going to test your friendship with Carl Tart to see if y'all are actually best friends.
I know. I'm kind of nervous. I was nervous.
You should.
I was like, what if this ruins our friendship?
That's that risk.
Honestly, it might.
That's what's on the table is your friendship. You're not allowed to be friends if you guys don't pass the test.
Yeah, if you fail, we don't let you hang out anymore.
Well, we are supposed to go to the movies after this, so I'll need to know.
If you fail, I will come by one of your homes and lock you in.
No, but I have to see Air. Air.
We'll send you to different theaters.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to see Super Mario Brothers and enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay. First question. How did you meet Carl?
Okay, so Carl has, there's two different versions. For me, I have a version of this, but Carl thinks we met at Second City there was like a screening, and it was like a sketch screening. That I played one of my internet sketches and he was in the audience, but I don't remember meeting him there. So I feel like the first time I met him was we did an indie show at the clubhouse and it was like a mashup team. And he was on the team and I remember being back on the back line, like, who's that guy? He's funny. And then that's what I remember. Mm-hmm. You see, y'all can't give me, I feel like if I get this wrong, I mean, look.
We will give you no hints.
Yeah, we're not.
You
helping.
Have like the stone face, like you guys are like,
Interesting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, so Carl always brings that one up, but I think that's the first time we talked, like interacted. Like, that's what I think. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay.
All right. I'm glad that settled here.
All right. Next question is, what is your favorite memory of traveling with Carl?
Probably Hawaii. We went to Hawaii. It was me, him, and Phil. And then we went to this restaurant called, I can't remember the name of it, but it was really famous. It was like fishing. It was like Big Fish Dynamite or something. But I remember that being a really good time. That just like, it was such a good restaurant. And it was just like, it felt like peak friendship right there.
Oh, like that's nice. Did you order? What? Why?
I'm not gonna cry. You made me cry.
Do you remember what you ordered at Big Fish Dynamite?
No. I definitely remember the crab cake. We had that. We shared it because I remember that being like what they were known for. And then I feel like I had steak. Knowing me, I probably wanted steak, but I don't know. I can't remember at all.
Is that the only traveling that you remember?
I mean, we've gone, we've traveled a lot of places. So we went to see Ego at SNL. That was a very fun trip. I remember we had a great time. We went to New York and it was like in the winter for Christmas. It was at Eddie Murphy was hosting.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah,
then, and I remember the reason I feel like it was a good memory, because it was one of those like New York nights where like everyone, we were like up all night. Everybody was partying. And then even me, after we left, me and Carl was still up partying, and we just were walking around doing this bit at different basketball courts in the city, just being like, we just kept trying to shoot, like do like a above the rim type of reenactment. And it had to be like 4 a.m. There was like nobody out, and it felt like we were like two like Brooklyn kids. But I'll never forget that. That was really fun. That's when I realized I was like, I'm gonna be friends with this person for the rest of my life, probably. But
I love that. All right, next question is, what is your favorite thing about Carl?
My favorite thing about Carl is that he's very knowledgeable about things. He has like a lot of knowledge about a lot of things. Like it could be like music. Like he has really extensive knowledge of like he's like kind of like a music library. So if I ever want to be like, what sample is this? He'll like know the song it came from. And or if I'm like, what gang runs this neighborhood, he'll like know that. he's got like all the information I need. He's like my own kind of Google engine. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting stuff. Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good answer. Okay. What is Carl's favorite thing about you?
I don't know. What does anyone like about it? Maybe that I'm like, nothing bothers me. I'm pretty, like, I don't really have a lot of patience, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I'm like, I can kind of like, I don't really get like rattled by too much, you know, but I don't know. It's a tough one. I mean, I know what I like about me. I don't care what he likes about me. I care what I like about me. That's what my therapist says. My therapist says, you know, you should have your own code of ethics.
Well, what do you like about you?
Yeah.
That I'm really patient. I like that I'm patient. And then I like that I am a very empathetic person. Mm-hmm. It's, but that's, yeah, that's what I like so far.
Yeah.
I like that.
Those are good things to like about yourself. Okay, Lamar, what is something that you, Lamar, does that drives Carl crazy?
Oh, okay. Probably because I wear sweatpants a lot, so I have my phone, my wallet, and my phone falls out of my pockets all the time. And I'll always leave a bar or something, and he'll be like, your wallet's on the floor, Lamar.
Oh my God. That's dangerous.
That is dangerous.
Yeah, I just gotta.
We gotta get you like a fanny pack or something.
Yeah, I need something like that because I don't like jeans. I don't like wearing jeans, and then I like sweatpants. It's just what I like, I also don't really care about my phone. I'm just not a phone person, so that's probably the other thing that annoys. Well, I used to. I feel like maybe not as much anymore, but maybe that I'm just a bad texter too. But I'm just not like I just don't have the attachment to my phone.
Yeah.
So
that must be nice.
But your wallet. You need to have an attachment to your wallet.
Yeah, I don't like that either. I mean, this app. I just figured out this app, Apple Pay. This shit is kind of dope. I've been doing that. I'm like, if I can figure out.
But don't you need your phone for that?
You do need your phone.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I can't like, you don't free. Have to have your wallet, but you need to have your phone.
We're all sheep. We're just sheep.
No. It's true. They trapped us.
All right.
Well, what is something that Carl does that drives you crazy?
He's always on his phone.
Oh.
I don't know if he knows that one. But he thinks that he can hear everything still, but I still be like, you're not, are you listening to me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not active listening.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I feel like that might be one he'll have something to say about. Mm? But we don't need to bring that answer up.
Oh, we will. I can't wait to
we will. Because this is what friendship is made out of. Okay. Which one of you would do better on the CBS television series currently in its 97th season, Survivor?
Oh, Carl, for sure, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. He's just more, he's a survivor. I'm not a survivor. I'm a failure.
No, no!
I'm just kidding. No, I don't know. I mean, I've never seen that show. I've never seen it. I don't really know. It just seems like you have to be kind of like, you have to really be on your shit. Like, you got to, like, take no prisoners. I think I'm just too nice, maybe. I might trust the wrong people. Like, Carl's a good, he's good at, like, figuring out who people he shouldn't be around or, like, working, like, you know, teaming up with the right people or whatever. I feel like he'd be good at that, where I feel like I might trust the wrong person and then, like, you know, and then they betray me later. I'm assuming that's how that show works.
It's like alliances and stuff.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't like being, I'm pretty like, I get cold really easily. So I don't, like, I don't like a lot of changing weather. It would have to be a survivor in Maui or something. Or like, yeah, or like Santa Monica.
Survivor in Santa Monica.
I could do that, yeah.
God, that's really funny. It's like we unleash you on the Santa Monica Pier. Yeah, who will survive?
And some people might not.
I know. It might be difficult, yeah.
Okay, last question. What do you hope you and Carl are both doing 20 years from now?
I hope we're both, like, we're having, like, holiday. We have like really big families. Like we both have a shit ton of kids, and we're having like holiday dinners, like cooking holiday dinners at each other's like mansion or something, or something like cool like that. And we're and there's like a band, and there's like a bass. One of us has whoever's house we're doing it at, or both of us has a. We have a big studio, like a music studio in the basement. And then after dinner, we all like with the kids and everything, we just do like a big music jam, and then we do it every year or something like that. That'd be cool.
Wow, that's very cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I just thought of that. All right. I guess that's what I want. I guess that worked for
that. I like that. Okay, great.
I like that.
Now I'm going to bring Carl back, compare your answers, and see if you two really are friends.
Friends.
This is so crazy. I had no idea this is what it's going to be. It's just going to be like, I mean, like, so what y'all do this weekend?
No, we are testing.
We don't care. We want to know if you're friends. Okay. Carl, Lamar. I'm going to ask both of you a question. Currently, what is your favorite thing about making your podcast XOXO Gossip Kings together?
Oh, my favorite thing is when we do it and then we start singing on the pod.
Singing?
Like we always end up singing. I feel like every episode we sing some song that comes up, even though it has nothing to do with the show usually.
But. Yeah. That's fun. A lot of lines of dialogue made me think of lyrics. And I will just start singing songs and stuff. That's fun. All the nicknames and stuff that we come up for the characters, and just honestly, just discussing this dumbass show with my friend.
Also, what's I like too, where when like you know we have a relationship to the show is purely for the podcast, but sometimes we'll be having a sincere conversation just about our life, and then I'll like a Freudian slip and like actually reference Gossip Girl as a. Like it's like, yeah, it's kind of like when Serena did this, you know, and it's like actually influencing our actual friendship, which is weird. That's like, why am I actually referencing Serena in our like real dialogue?
Yeah.
Like not being recorded, you know.
Were you guys actually fans of the show when it came out?
No. I never saw it.
So you're all watching it fresh for the first time on this podcast?
I saw it the first time during a pandemic because I just watched everything. But yeah, so this is my second time, but this is his first time.
This is my first time watching it.
Mm. Amazing.
How many seasons are there?
Either 5 or 6. I think it might be 6. Mm-hmm. It might be 6 in the season. It's long and it's taking a long time. And every time what's funny is like, I have to probably watch 2. We got to do 2 tomorrow. And we're starting early. So after we go see this movie, I'm gonna have to come home and watch at least 2 episodes. I might watch one tonight and 1 in the morning. Yeah. But it's becoming a task. But then I start watching them and I'm like, oh wait, hold on, wait. Let's, like you start getting into it.
Yeah.
So, that's very funny.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Okay. So we tested your friendship. Mm-hmm. And the first question was, how did you two meet? Carl said that the official answer is that Carl met Lamar at UCB, but to win the game of friendship, Carl sang UCB, but technically they met at Second City. Uh-huh. And then Lamar says, Carl thinks we met at Second City at a screening, but Lamar don't remember. Yeah. But Lamar remembers meeting Carl at an indie show at the clubhouse, thinking Carl's very funny.
At a jam. Yeah. That's what I said.
Okay, so yeah. But it was a UCB affiliated show. So yeah, I think that checks out. Like I remember that meeting. I just don't remember the interaction we had at the screening.
We didn't kick it or nothing. We just said, what's up? Because you knew Shoni, a mutual friend of ours. Right. And Shoni was like, oh, this Lamar. I was like, yo, man, that shit was funny. And that was kind of all we had.
I do remember that. And I was like, yo, what's up with this cat Shoni? He always introduces me to people. No, I remember that. Actually, I do remember that. That's crazy. That's
I don't know if you do.
Yeah. It's okay that you don't. Seems like you're just being nice. And that's okay.
No, I do remember it. Okay. Yeah, yeah. All right, whatever. I feel like we did pretty good on that answer, honestly. Yeah.
You really
you did. Yeah. I think you did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see about this next one. We asked both of you what your favorite memory of traveling together was. Carl said going to Hawaii. It was.
Oh, wow.
But you also had many improv trips together. You went to Sketchfest. You guys got robbed. All your stuff got taken out of the car, which is not a favorite memory, but a very memorable one. And then you, going to Hawaii. You did the road to Hannah. Had a great time. Yeah. You hiked up a volcano. And then Lamar also said Hawaii.
Man, you guys are good. Y'all didn't give me nothing. I knew I got that shit right, but I was like, looking at me. Dude, they look, Carl, were they looking at you like stone face? Like,
yeah, they weren't
giving me. That shit was awkward because I feel like, man, am I saying something weird? They're looking at me like this.
We didn't want to give anything away.
Yeah.
But yes, you did match up. Lamar was mostly food focused on this memory. You guys, he said you went to a restaurant called Big Fish Dynamite. It was a really good time. You had the crab cake and you ordered steak.
Do you remember the name of that restaurant?
The one that was out on the beach?
Yeah.
The one that was on the water? Like, I don't remember what that one was called, but it was it was one that everybody was telling us to go to.
Yeah, it was like Big Fish Hawaii or something. I don't know.
Big Fish Hawaii restaurant.
Based on the movie with Ewan McGregor, Big Fish.
Wow, what a deep cut. I haven't thought about that movie in years.
I know Ewan McGregor was in that.
Lamar also mentioned the trip to New York to go see Ego at SNL and you guys were joking around on the basketball courts at 4 a.m.
Yes.
And he said that's the moment he was like, I'm going to be friends with this guy forever.
Yes, that was a fun time. I didn't even think about that because we've gone so many places. So yeah, we were doing this bit where we kept, every time we go to New York, because anytime you watch like a documentary about like a New York basketball player or something, they're always just like walking through the streets being like, this would all started right here. Right here. We should be out here in the snow. You should be out here in the snow, you know what I'm saying? Just shooting shots. We got it right here. It's where it all started right here.
Mom used to call me from the balcony, you know, to get inside. You know what I'm saying? But I had to play ball all night. You know,
street lights wouldn't come on. You know, local drug dealers used to turn the car lights on so I could shoot because they knew I was going to make it.
After like an insane night of like meeting Eddie Murphy and all that, or not meeting Eddie Murphy, but meeting all these celebrities and stuff at SNL, and then just the ending the night that way was like really cool.
Yeah. After we left the after hours spot, we went to the after hours with Chris Redd and Che and Jay Farrow and them.
Sam J was there.
Yeah, Sam J, cool. Yeah, that was a good time. And then we just like were walking, I think trying to get food, but going back to our hotel, and we realized like, oh, we don't need an Uber because it's kind of close to here or something like that. And we just were on this basketball court at like 5 a.m.
That's very funny.
That is funny. I did like the drug dealers kept the lights on so I could keep playing. What is your favorite thing about your friend? Carl said Carl's favorite thing about Lamar is probably that Lamar is the most genuine person he knows. Huh. Lamar leads with vulnerability in a way that Carl admires. And Lamar makes Carl a better person by how Lamar approaches life. Lamar will help Carl through anything. Carl loves Lamar's genuineness. Lamar may not text back, but he's there when you need him.
Nice. Oh, we about to win this shit, y'all. And then,
Lamar said his favorite thing about Carl is how knowledgeable Carl is. Carl knows music really well, and Carl is his own Google.
Yeah, I'm my own Google.
Oh, man. I feel like yours are so much more sincere than mine.
It was so sincere. I accept it.
Oh my god.
I accept
you
somebody
both said very sincere stuff about each other.
Yeah. I accept finally somebody respecting my intelligence.
Yeah.
And then we asked, what is your friend's favorite thing about you? Carl said that he thinks Lamar loves that Carl's tall. And then he said that Lamar compliments Carl's comedic ability and prowess, which is a good vocabulary word for today.
Very good word.
And Carl has also been there for Lamar as well. And then Lamar said that Carl likes that Lamar is laid back, isn't rattled by too much. Lamar knows what he likes about himself and that's what matters. And that, and also Lamar likes that Lamar is patient and is empathetic.
Oh, yeah.
Lamar,
I just,
I just he took the time to also like say what he likes about himself.
Then we asked, what's something you do that drives your friend crazy? Carl said, Carl thinks Lamar gets bothered that Carl argues and that Carl's a know-it-all. Lamar is non-confrontational, so they bump heads about that sometimes. Okay. And then Lamar says, I think it's because that Lamar wears sweatpants a lot, so his wallet and his phone fall out of his pocket. Yeah. His phone yes. and wallet are often on the floor, and Lamar doesn't realize it. But Lamar loves sweatpants. Also, Lamar's not a phone person, so also maybe it's that Lamar's a bad texter. Lamar does not have an attachment to his phone.
He does not. He does not have an attachment to his phone. That I didn't even think about that. That shit is frustrating. We'll just be sitting. You know how those bitches are at Covell. Yeah. And Lamar will be doing his thing. He's like, "All right, y'all, I'm about to hit the crib," and I'd be like, "You're not gonna look down. All your shit is right here." Because then it'll. This is why it bothers me now. Because there's been so many times where I've been like, "All right, Lamar, we got to get over here to do this thing. I can't find my keys. I left my phone in the Uber."
I know, and it's always perfectly on the floor too. It's like it's like just it's just like it's like my entire life is just sitting on the floor of this bar.
Yeah, that's great. There are sweatpants that have zippers on pockets.
Yeah,
you don't like those sweatpants.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But
I'm not gonna change a thing.
Yeah. I am who I am.
You could get them tailored to put Velcro in the pockets. And then Velcro the pocket. Yeah.
That could be dope. That reminds me, I got to watch Love is Blind reunion as soon as we finish it. Well, damn, we got to go.
Wait, why did that remind you of that?
Yeah, why did Velcro remind you of Love is Blind?
Because, are y'all watching it or not?
Not yet. But I'm going to watch this season.
This won't spoil anything, but one of the guys, like, he's a fashion designer and, like, he was so great. He was so pissed because they didn't tailor his pants right. And he turned into like a bridezilla, but it was so funny because he's like, my pants ain't fitting right. And he was like, he made them go get a tailor and everything, like delayed the wedding. It was actually awesome, but.
He delayed the wedding because his pants weren't fitting right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's supposed to be his wedding.
Funny. Yeah, it was cool to see. You don't see dudes do that, but I was like, this is cool. Anyway.
Okay, then we asked, what's something your friend does that drives you crazy? Carl said that Lamar doesn't text back in a timely manner. Carl has seen Lamar read and put down his phone without responding to other people.
I know. I mean, I'll like look at it and I'll be like, all right, say that for later.
But generally, he says that Lamar just moves on his own time. And then Lamar said that Carl is always on his phone.
And it's literally like we're just like the thing we see, the thing we don't like have in each other. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh yeah, so that makes sense. Oh yeah,
yeah, that's a pretty. You're like two magnets on the opposite side, like repelling each other as far as phones go.
Like I see how bad I am because I'm with him. I see the flaw in how I approach my phone,
and I have said because I've been criticized by being on my phone. I will fully openly admit to being addicted to my phone. And it's almost like unconscious where you'll just look at something. But there is no person, and Lamar, I'm sure you can agree with this. There's no person, at least when I be on my phone, I still be listening and engaged. I hear everything. Iffy completely checks out and just drowns into his phone. Mm. Like, he don't, and I know he's not here to defend himself. Well, you can get him.
If he's not here.
How dare you?
I admit, I be looking at my phone. That TikTok scrolling starts to get you, and you'd be like, oh, shit.
People love TikTok, and I cannot get into it.
Yeah,
which is probably for the best.
Yeah, it's for the best.
No, it's addict. I empathize with that. I got addicted to TikTok crazy, like so fast. Not even being someone who's like always on social media, but I just had to delete it immediately because it got me very fast. So.
It is the perfect example of the algorithm working for you because the videos on my phone I see are all things that I like to look at.
We asked, which of you would do better on the television show Survivor? Carl said, I would. Or Carl said, Carl would. Lamar would want to get out, or Lamar might eat the wrong thing. Carl said he is built for tough. Lamar said, Carl for sure.
Say he's built for tough.
Carl, I'm built Carl's like a survivor. Tesla.
Smooth and quiet.
You don't even have a spare tire. Lamar isn't a survivor. Lamar thinks Lamar is just too nice, and Carl is good at figuring out who people are and who he shouldn't be around and who's worth teaming up with.
Okay.
So they both agreed.
Yeah. Carl would do better for sure.
I told him that I would do it, but I would be complaining the whole time.
Well, we gotta be outside. be like, that's the whole premise.
And then lastly, we asked, what do you hope that you're both doing 20 years from now? Carl says that he hopes that you both are Academy Award winning, Emmy Award winning creators, living it up with your families at a barbecue. Carl was
really
both
wow. That's a
decision. You really did. It was very sweet.
Oh man, that's crazy.
Carl wants them to be super rich and have big parties at mansions and with their kids and friends with each other. And then Lamar said, hopes that they are both have really big families doing holiday dinners at each other's mansions, and at whoever's house we are celebrating with has a big music studio in the basement, and everyone goes and does a big music jam at the end of the night.
That's tight.
Yeah. With the kids too. We made all our kids be like a part of the band. but yeah, I said like cooking barbecue with a big family. Like that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy that you said that too. So I guess that worked out. I was so nervous. I was like, what if don't really?
You guys are a lot friends. Of stuff. Yeah, we believe you. You're friends.
Yeah.
Okay. You passed.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So we can still go to the movies now.
You can still go see Air.
Yeah, we couldn't go.
And we will let you go see that movie. Bye, boys.
Yeah.
Bye. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank
for
you
being
for
here.
Doing it. And thanks, thank Kimmy. You for playing. Thanks, Jordan. Best in everybody.
That was really fun.
Hey, it's Jason Mantzoukas wishing Scott and everybody else of all stars and stripes a happy 15th anniversary, Comedy Bang Bang. You goddamn did it. Eat shit. Hang on, man. Comedy Bang Bang. Comedy Bang Bang.